You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For Michigan teens who age out of foster care when they turn 18, the future can be cloudy. That's the conclusion of a recent national report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. It tells us Michigan is way behind the rest of the country in helping young people move out of the foster care system and onto a successful adult life. Matt Gillard is the president and CEO of Michigan's Children. This independent public policy and advocacy group works to improve Michigan's child welfare system. Matt Gillard, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
So when compared with the other states, the other 49 states, how does Michigan shape up in helping young people, especially with educational assistance or vocational training?
Well, unfortunately, not very well. And really what the study shows is nationally we're not doing well, but Michigan even ranks lower than average on most of these indicators in comparison to other states as far as helping young people as they transition out of the foster care system into adulthood.
I have to say, as I look at some of the notes from this report, there's some jaw-dropping numbers. And here, for example, in West Virginia, 70% of these transitioning youth got scholarships. The national average is 23%. And here in Michigan, just 3%?
Yes, that's one of the alarming statistics for certain.
And vocational training appears no better. So you've got kids spending years in the foster care system and they turn 18. And is it basically see you good luck if you're here in Michigan?
Well, not exactly, but we certainly aren't doing a good enough job to support these young people as they transition into adulthood. And really, the problem starts before that. We're not prioritizing or doing a good enough job to support these children when they're in our foster care system. And so we have higher numbers that do not have a high school diploma or GED, at the age of 18 and have struggled educationally because of the lack of resources or support that they have as they progress through the secondary education level in particular. I mean, we're talking a lot of this, the focus of this report is on post-secondary. Well, we got to get them there before we can even talk about post-secondary. So, I mean, what's important for people to know is it's not like, they figured it out in other states and we just don't have the answer. We know what needs to be done and what can be done. It's just a matter of our elected officials prioritizing it and recognizing that these children are the responsibility of the citizens of the state of Michigan and the government of the state of Michigan. Through no fault of their own, these children were taken from their homes because of situations that deemed that appropriate. But now we have an obligation and a responsibility to provide them with the supports and services that they need to be successful. What this report shows is that we are not doing that in Michigan.
So, Matt, what are we missing? What isn't there for these young people?
So a couple of things I think are very clear is we need to expand mental health services and supports to students, especially those who have experienced trauma in their life, which being taken from your home and placed into the foster care system is certainly evidence of that. And so I think we need to do a much better job in Michigan of providing mental health consultation supports and services to students across the board, not just those in foster care, but certainly children in foster care would benefit from that. Also, we need to really do a better job of how we expand access to credit recovery options and competency-based education and some of these other areas. One of the factors that a lot of these children run into in the education world is that they're moving around from school to school often, and it's very hard to matriculate credits when you're in four different schools in 1 year or five different schools in 1 year. Once again, through no fault of your own, just through circumstances that you can't control. And so we need to do a better job of adopting competency-based education, expanding the access to alternative credit options so that we can get these young people on track to graduate from high school. And then there's also a lot we should be doing with them to help post-secondarily as well. And that what we can see from this report that other states are doing that we're not.
And so, you're an advocacy group, and so I'm sure you interact with lawmakers. What do you hear from them when you try to point out deficiencies in our state? Do lawmakers think we're doing a good job?
No, I think really the issue has been it's just not a priority. We've struggled. We've had some limited successes here in the last couple of years around some increased investments around the foster care system and getting some attention paid to it. But in general, the focus really of this administration, the current administration and the legislature for the last several years has not been on children's welfare issues in general, and so certainly not on the foster care system in particular. This isn't the only area, unfortunately, where you can look at Michigan's child welfare system in comparison to other states and see not a good result. But this is certainly a glaring area that we've been fighting for and really railing on, and we're hopeful that the next administration and incoming legislature in 2019 will do a much better job of prioritizing.
In fact, that's what I want to turn to, knowing we have a new governor coming in, an incoming legislature. What should these policymakers and these lawmakers take from this big report that puts Michigan right at the bottom of the list of states? So there we are, sitting in the cellar as far as supporting and guiding young people after they age out of foster care. What should they take from this?
So really, I think what they need to take is that it really needs to be a two-pronged approach to move us up this list and to do better. Like we talked about, we need to support these students and the families and the caregivers, the foster caregivers that are providing for them, you know, while they're in their high school years or even middle school years, with mental health supports and services in schools, with access to alternative credit recovery options and competency-based education. So we need to focus on that end. And then as well, we really need to expand the supports and services that we're offering for these young people as they do age out. We just don't do as good a job comparatively of providing supports and services to these young people at the age of 18 or when they're transitioning into either post-secondary education or adulthood through internships. We have some programs here in Michigan that work fairly well and are set up and are good. They're just not funded at the level that we need to be able to service all the kids that are in the system. With the Michigan Youth Opportunities Initiative, MYOI, it's referred to here in Michigan, which is a great program. We finally got funding to expand MYOI caseworkers around the state, but we don't have full funding to implement the program. We have a Fostering Future Scholarship model, which is a widely acclaimed program to help. And we do have a number of universities that basically on their own have stepped up here in Michigan to support these students by offering scholarships and free tuition and other things for kids coming out of the system. But, you know, those are really, without the supports and services at the front end, they're creaming the top kids, you know, from the system. So the ones who are on track and persevered on their own, which is great, they're giving them opportunities to succeed. But we need to look at this issue much more holistically.
Overall, Matt, what is at stake? What do we see happening in the lives as these young people move out, age out of foster care, don't get the support, and kind of move into their adult lives?
Well, I think it's a travesty. We're doing a disservice to these children. I mean, I think obviously there are situations that beyond these children's control that force them that they have to be taken out of their home or out of whatever situation they're in and placed in the state's care. I mean, well, everyone understands that. The breakdown here is that the state is not taking that responsibility seriously and that we're not providing the supports and services that we know these children need to be able to be successful. We're sending them out into the world with nowhere near the opportunities that yours or mine or mostly anybody's listening's children would do or that they would do for their children. We're sending these young people, once they're out of the childcare system, into a world that they're not prepared for, and that's our fault. That's not their fault. And we're not providing them supports and services to become better prepared and to take advantage of.
Matt Gillard, President and CEO of Michigan's Children and Independent Public Policy, an advocacy group that works to improve Michigan's child welfare system. Matt, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Join us tomorrow. We'll talk with a young woman who has just aged out of Michigan's foster care system, learn about her transition and what her future holds.